369 girls wanna drink wine. Tell the man not to waste your time. If the man broke, the man hear jokes.
Hello everybody, and welcome to episode 3 of the All Points Road Trip. Lacey Lee Elliott here, and I am really excited to have you guys back for another awesome podcast. I really want to express that the idea behind the All Points Road Trip is not just to share my stories, my experiences, the adventures I'm having, and some of the hardships I've overcome, but really to inspire, motivate, and hopefully share some of my learnings and knowledge with you to maybe influence you and have an effect on the life, a positive effect on the life that you're living. I want to talk today about something that I still struggle with, but really struggled with over the years, and that is focusing on what you're good at. And the reason that this is so important, is if we spend all our time focusing on the things we're bad at, I really think you get stuck. You get stuck in this rut, basically, of negativity. And the reason I really want to talk about it today, and I think it's so important in our personal development and getting to know yourselves and really succeeding on any platform or any area in your life, from your job, your relationships, your romantic relationships, your family, is because I think in our North American society, this is a really flawed concept. When you think of anything where we are learning, from school to work projects, there's always so much focus on being better, focusing on making us better at the things we're not good at, and really, in essence, trying to force us to become something we really aren't. And it goes back all the way to middle school. For example, I was bad at math. I was really good at English. But when I brought my report cards home, when the teachers were talking to my parents, obviously I got good grades and positive feedback from English, but it was always a focus on how could we get better at math? How could I get better doing something I really hated? And that's, like I said, that started in middle school. And the problem is that it goes throughout our entire lives, and it's woven kind of into our whole entire society. And it really, I feel it almost romanticizes the idea of overcoming our deficiencies. For example, there's a movie, I think it came back out in the 80s, called Rudy. And he really wanted to be a football player, but he didn't really have the physical traits to do this, but he really had the determination. His heart was in the right place, and he spent so many years following his dream and getting rejected. And finally, I don't remember how he gets on the team, but he's on the football team and he scores the winning goal or catches the winning touchdown, and it's the heart of the story. And it becomes this idea of, quote unquote, that American dream of all of us kind of being in the same box. We follow the same path of going to school, getting a job, getting married, have kids, waiting for retirement, and hopefully achieving our dreams. If we work our asses off, if we follow the rules, then there might be something good at the end of it. Now, I think the movie of Rudy was fabulous, and I love that it does teach us if we really want something bad enough, it is possible, and that's beautiful. But I do think that it it romanticizes the idea that if we're not good at something, just work harder at it and we can become good at it, just like school, right? You're bad at math, spend more time on math, and we become miserable. And that evolves into the workplace, that evolves into when we become adults. There is so much focus on how can we be better? How can we make our shortcomings better? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing to want to be stronger in some of these areas. What I'm saying is there's just too much energy, too much time, too much attention put on the entire world and society as we know it to improve the things we're bad at. I challenge you, and this is why I said at the beginning of this, and the title of this podcast is Focus on What You're Good At. Can you imagine for just a moment if from the time you were in elementary school, your strengths were nurtured from school to your parents, the things that you were really good at, you were encouraged beyond a shadow of a doubt to follow those dreams. I'm not saying don't learn math. Obviously, you need to learn the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic. But I can't imagine if I fought so much to learn math and be good at math, where I might be in my life if for all those hours and all that stress and all that struggle, instead, I could have had the time, the energy, and the passion to really pursue writing or something more artistic with the language arts that I was so good at on a school system. This is something that I think we really need to hold on to for those of you that are my age, because I think it has held so many of us back over the years. We grew up in a society where all the focus, all the energy was on if you suck at something, then you need to be better at it. And I say, fuck it. If we put as much time and energy doing the things we absolutely love instead of trying to get better at things we hate, we would be a whole hell of a lot happier. Someone who talks about this frequently is a gentleman by the name of Gary Vaynerchuk, also goes by Gary V. And if anything that I'm saying here on my podcast or any of my social media channels resonate with you and you don't know who he is, I highly suggest Googling him, because he just tells it like it is. And a big piece of his mindset is not just being grateful, but really focusing on the things that you're good at, the things that make you smile, and just do it. I love reading books. I mentioned this to you guys before, and something that I was introduced to 5 or 6 years ago is a book called Strengths Finder. I'm going to put a link to it underneath this podcast on my website. It's about, I don't know, $25 or $30. You have to buy the book. And in the book, it gives you a code. That's a one-time only use code. You go online and you do a quiz. It takes about 15 minutes. And it tells you what your fundamental strengths are. Interesting, because the idea is that these strengths really don't change. And I've actually done this test several times because I didn't believe that it didn't change. And every single time I've done it, the same answers come up for me. And what the reason I want to share this with you, and I highly suggest you go out and check it out, is this really woke me up. My number one strength is communication. And it has 5 or 6 pages on how a strong communicator will play out in the workplace and in different relationships. But it really had an effect on me because I remember growing up as a kid, and I even remember as a young adult being told by people, I talk too much, I share too much. But what I've had to realize, this is not just a strength of mine, but this is a gift. I can be in a room with 100 strangers and I have the confidence and the ability to go up and have a conversation with pretty much anybody. This is something that I spent a lot of my life almost embarrassed because it brought a lot of negativity, as I'm sure some of you probably have with things in your life that are strengths because they're overpowering. People who don't like to talk as much as I do, people who don't resonate with my being a strong communicator, get offended and find it offensive. And I take that negatively. I really wonder how I would have been as a young adult if I had known that communicating, storytelling, being able to converse with different types of people was a strength instead of something to be embarrassed about or something to hold back on. As I'm sure you can tell by listening to my podcasts, I do love to talk. And I am embracing that. I am embracing it as a strength. I am working on my storytelling skills, not just here conversational, but also on my written blogs, because I want so badly to use the strength of communication to inspire and motivate other people. If what I'm saying in this podcast touches you, or makes you just stop and think for even a short moment, go find this book. You can order it on Amazon, take the quiz, and find out what your top strengths are. The great thing with this book and what I love about it is that it doesn't only talk about how these strengths might be able to help you in the workplace. It also helps you learn how to relate with other people with different types of strengths and is a really useful tool in your everyday life. Thank you guys for listening. Next week, I am going to be talking more about my RV, specifically the travel trailer and some of my experiences with that because a few of you have been asking. And I want to make sure I keep up to date on my journeys and experiences with my travel trailer. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome rest of your day.